And it's 18 past nine. Now, we're talking, let's say, plays, shows all at the moment. So we're joined in the studio by Joe Beveridge, who's the chair of GAOS. Joe, morning to you.
Good morning.
And also Diane Marionov, who's involved with GAOS as well. Morning to you, Diane.
Good morning.
Now, okay, guys, you are putting together a show called 20 to mark 20 years of the GAOS Youth Show. It's a retrospective. Tell us, all about it. Who's first? But Dan, what are you doing in that show?
So I'm playing a very special role in the show where I am playing the director of that retrospective. It's a bit of a show in a show, really.
I got you. Right. So you're showing the show and you're piecing together all the different things that you've done in the past.
Exactly.
Okay. And Joe, you're here, you're sort of like the current chair of GAOS. I mean, the youth section of GAOS, very important, isn't it, for GAOS?
It's incredibly important. And we've been, as you said, we've been doing 20 years now of youth shows. And it's our future. So the kids that we have in playing in the shows now are hopefully, like Diane, coming through and now doing more technical things, directing, being on stage in the senior shows. It's really important.
Now, you would have done a lot of shows over the last 20 years, and so this retrospective is obviously sections or bits of all those shows. I mean, have you had to leave any out over the last 20 years? Was it a bit hard to think, oh, we could have put that one in or that, not that one or whatever?
Actually, no. It was more difficult to not put too many in.
Right.
We have actually managed to cover every single show.
Okay.
So there are songs from every show that we have done. And the hard part for the director was which songs to leave out, not which songs to include.
Okay. Now, Dan, you're in the show. As you say, you're playing the sort of director in the show. So you know what I've got in my head here? If for people with longer memories, is the Muppet Show. As in the Muppet Show, as in sort of like within the show, Kermit the Frog is trying to sort of like bring everything together. I mean, that is sort of what I can imagine, sort of the role that you're doing there.
Yeah, so we are actually two directors. It's me and my co-director.
Right.
Nobody's assistant or above each other. We are together putting on this retrospective, and we are supposed to get these kids, these youth, young people on stage to do all these medleys and they are struggling at the beginning, and this is where you can see that the tension between us and the story develops, where our characters evolve from the start until the end of the show. Not only is it a retrospective about GAOS, but it's also a story about how to direct, about how directing is complicated and how we evolve as directors when a show gets put on.
Okay, so it's not just simply sort of like a song from there and a song from here and a song from there and a song from there. It's not. It's all put together in to make a show in itself.
Yes.
Okay, well, that sounds fun. How long does it last?
It's an hour and 55 minutes.
Right.
Approximately. That includes the interval.
All right, okay. So let's take a look at where it is, because it's going to be in Fune, in the Communal Hall, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of August 30th through September 1st. One show a day?
One show a day. In the evenings, the Friday and the Saturday, 7:30 p.m. and on the Sunday, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. A matinee on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right.
So everyone can come along at any age, sing and dance, and join in as much as they want.
Okay, and is it obviously you'd hope that the show might inspire other young people to join GAOS?
We very much hope so, but not only the youngsters, of course their parents are suddenly involved as well, and they suddenly realise the commitment they've got themselves into, but also the fun that they're having. So, I mean, from now on, some of these parents will come and they will join in with our pantomimes, or they'll join in with our spring shows, and we have the most amazing man cave in Satiny where we do our things, which is brilliant because it's for every gender, and I go down there quite a lot on a Saturday and build scenery, or people make props, and all these new parents actually discover the whole society of GAOS, which we get new parents and new children.
Because I always like to point this out, because I've spoken to GAOS, I mean, regularly for decades, I have to say, but I always like to point out and make sure that enough credit goes to those who do work behind the scenes, those
Absolutely.
Who do build the sets and create the costumes, mm-hmm. because if someone's actually thinking, well, I don't really want to go on stage, stage and sing, but, you know, I quite like making a dress or something. I mean, there's a role there.
There is a role for absolutely anybody in anything they're interested in. I have never been on stage with Gaios. Right. I can't imagine anything worse. I fully admire them all. But I have always been helping painting scenery under direction,
right,
or building scenery, again, under direction. And I've learned personally so much from dealing with power tools and everything else, and even just lifting and carrying and putting into the vans or the sound technicians. I mean, Dayan's also a sound man.
Right.
He's learnt tons through that. Lighting, you name it, there is a role.
There is a role, yes, because there's a lot goes on behind the scenes. I mean, for this particular show, Dayan, how long have you been rehearsing for it?
I mean, this was the youth show with the shortest rehearsal period.
All right.
And I must say, I'm absolutely impressed by what the others have managed to achieve. And we had a rehearsal yesterday evening, and I must say, I just left in awe. We've been rehearsing since beginning of July,
yeah,
I believe.
But, yes, but only 3 weeks of rehearsals.
Exactly.
There were
some breaks. The idea here was that we would not meet so often. We would actually be rehearsing a lot on our own at home.
Right. Because I can imagine, actually, this time of year, or the, you know, previously, the last 3 weeks, a lot of people would have been away and all that disruption because of summer.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, normally youth shows rehearse all through the summer, so it is a big commitment. However, as for, say, for example, last year's High School Musical, the actors at the end of it said it was the best summer they have ever, ever had.
Right.
I'm not sure the parents probably agreed, but the kids certainly did.
Okay, right. So now we've got a little competition for you in just a sec. I'm going to give you all the details of this in a moment. So I just want to point out, because you know I'd mentioned what would you have as your vanity license plate. Someone's texted, hi, my number plate will be buy tickets to 20.
Yes, excellent. Well done, whoever that was.
Yes, absolutely. Buy tickets. Now, if you want to buy tickets for that, of course, it's all on the website, which is gaos.ch, G-A-O-S.ch. It's on the August 30th, 31st and September 1st. That's Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Gaios.ch. Do have, though, what is that, a pair of tickets to give away?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I will ask you a question, but I'm going to give you a clue. All right. What was the first musical that the Gaios Youth Show put on 20 years ago? And scarily, I actually do think I remember talking to someone about that then. However, you're thinking, Mark, how am I supposed to know that? It's a famous show, but made even more famous, perhaps, in London, Jason Donovan.
Absolutely.
Playing the lead in that.
And also, you go onto our website, look at past productions.
Right.
There's a clue there, too.
There's a clue. It's a big, big show. All right. And as I say, Jason Donovan made it quite famous as well. So that's the answer. Send it in to me either as an email, studio@worldradio.ch, or on the WhatsApp, 022-575-3010. Answer that question. It'll be in the draw for a pair of tickets for any show that...
For opening night, but if you can't make opening night, I am sure that if you contact the ticket office, they would be able to do something for you.
Okay. All right. So if you want a pair of tickets to 20, put together by the Gaios Youth Show, which marks 20 years of the Gaios Youth Show, then let us know, right, what was the first show they put together? All you need to do is text it or email it right now. Guys!
Thank you very much indeed.
Best of luck for it.
Thank you.
So
there'll be lots of singing.
Yes.